Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends contains references to miscarriages, suicide, and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, very complicated addict, and a recovering everything. And this is the Rock Bottom Podcast, where we discuss the white knuckle moments when we thought it was over and how we clawed our way back to sanity and light from the absolute pits of despair. Despair. Despair has been living rent-free in my body for as long as I can remember. And I really mean that. From birth. I lost an identical twin in the womb. I know, mad, right? For a short while, I sat in my mum's tummy with an identical twin. Her name was Molly. Molly, unfortunately, did not make it to term. Following an enormous bleed, mum thought all was lost, but an ultrasound deduced through careful search a small, still-beating heart. Mine. A born survivor. I like that particular label. It's one I wear with pride, preferable to useless twat or insane bitch. But I was born with despair. I've said this before, but this really isn't me trying to grapple sympathy from listeners. Really, I'm not asking anyone to feel sorry for me. It's just a fact. I have lived with despair my entire life, like many, many people. And when something has always been there, it just feels normal. I haven't thought to make changes to better my life in the past because the whole process just felt a little redundant. Sadness felt as connected to me as my right arm. Always there when I woke up or went to sleep, occasionally going dead if I cut off the blood circulation for long enough, but then always returning with a lot of spite and pins and needles. I think it's probably why I didn't give the attention needed to heal from things that happened to me, because the pain just honestly felt like an old friend. It's one reason why I have so often fallen heavily into self-sabotage. One of the side effects of severe trauma is an inability to see a bright future. Because we are so constantly swaddled in darkness and extreme fear, there is a tendency to engage in behavior that is incredibly risky or potentially harmful for us and others. This comes from a need to control. Having survived a dangerous situation, engaging in reckless behavior may give us the feeling that we have more control over the present danger than we did over the danger that gave us the PTSD in the first place. I mean, to be incredibly candid, and I might get huge backlash for this, but honestly, just fuck it. I was drugged and raped when I was 17. It's something I have spoken about publicly, and I'm not ashamed. But if I'm being really honest, as a result, I have acted out in sexual behavior that has harmed me and others deeply. I have felt an overwhelming desire for extreme connection. Even if the person is totally inappropriate and I know it will end in disaster, I throw myself off the cliff knowing the chances of there being candy floss at the bottom to soften my landing are slim to none, but I do it anyway. Cue disaster of biblical proportions. And other people can see it coming a mile off. Apparently, it's like watching me sledge an icy hill, head first, eyes shut, straight into oncoming traffic. I'm really good at it. I've developed some grade A blinkers over the years, so I'm a pro at pretending there is no oncoming calamity. And I have huge remorse for innocent parties who have been hurt in the onslaught. I'm also trying desperately to forgive myself because of this, and that is no easy feat. Now I am aware and diagnosed and doing a ton better, I'm able to handle the impulses with far more grace than I used to. Now I would never do what I was doing before. Now I would stand at the top of an icy hill, look at the traffic intersection and go, you know what? Better not. But 2020 hindsight is a powerful shamer, and I didn't have the awareness then that I do now. I was drowning and grabbing onto anything I could to keep my head above water. I'm not proud of it, but I was in full survival mode. If you've listened to episode one, you will know that I eventually got to the point of exhaustion, gave up, and was strongly DNR. I have two people in my life who thankfully ignored that instruction, and really, it's thanks to them that I'm alive today. I hope, if you're able, you can hear this story and do some deep diving before you start buying a sledge and looking for the icy hills that are preferably motorway adjacent. Remember, it's very easy for people who are not suffering in the way that you are to pass judgment. We've all had a "that's not what I'd do" attitude at one time or another, but it's important to remember that we don't know what we'd do in someone else's position. To quote a timeless musical, Matilda, when I say red, for example, there's no way of knowing if red means the same thing in your head as red means in my head when someone says red. Well done, Tim Minchin. Very succinct. It's not your responsibility to understand red as another person sees it, but it's also useful to understand that you cannot see out of their eyes. Everyone is going through something, and you don't know how they are informed. We all make terrible mistakes and wake up feeling nauseated. Trust me, do I know that feeling. The oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck that you can basically feel in your eyeballs. These moments, of course, can fall on the fuck up Richter scale anywhere between funny anecdote to impending apocalypse, and I have experienced all reaches of it. But you can come back. You just have to make the choice to take responsibility. And trust me, it's a very difficult thing to do, but choosing to do it makes you a hell of a lot braver than a lot of people out there who refuse to look at themselves. You know when you open your camera and it's on selfie mode by accident and you honestly look like a thumb or something? Starting healing is a little bit like that, to minimize it massively. But you have to look at yourself from all angles and it can be very ugly and you still have to keep loving yourself at the end of it. The journey is non-linear, and there are times when I genuinely feel like I'm stuck in the well from The Ring, but at least now I have the awareness that things will lift. It might be in an hour or two or a day, but the only certainty is that things change. I have a Word document that is always open on my laptop. On it, there are 6 typed words. I write this broken and suicidal. Full stop. That's it. I have no memory of actually writing this. I'm fairly certain that it was the start of a novel I was thinking about writing that involved a girl who has a nervous breakdown following a breakup and inherits a tortoise from her recently deceased father, but there is really no way to be sure. Mainly because of what I just said. I was writing it broken and suicidal. I have never closed that document. I've never even saved it. It just sits open and sometimes I forget it's there and then it surprises me when I'm minimizing tabs. But I never move it because I like it being there, weirdly. Because every time I see it, I am reminded of how things change. Yes, I can be so overcome with shame, humiliation, and pain at some points. I literally have to go crouch in an alleyway to stop myself from passing out. But now, I have a desire to see how things are going to go in life. And mostly, I am happier to be awake than asleep. And that, my friends, is enormous. To be clear, I don't consider myself any better or stronger than a person who has completed suicide. I just happened to get lucky, and I was saved. But because I was lucky, I feel like I have a duty to myself, others, and the universe to really change. Because I can't stay frozen at the center of negative chaos anymore when everything else is changing and adapting. Change is literally the only constant. And you really never know what's coming your way, so hold on. Trust me. And remember, you have not yet met all the people who are going to love you. I have Instagram to thank for that one. I'll talk to you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.